a bit more seriously with the situation of rail freight around our state and why one group wants back on the political agenda, particularly in a state election year, as we'll all head to the polls in November. Mallee farmers are again pushing for the completion of the Murray Basin Rail Project, more than 7 years after it was meant to be finished. Angus Verley filed this report.
The Murray Basin Rail Project was devised to standardise Victoria's broad gauge rail network, bringing it in line with neighbouring states. The Mildura, Sealake and Monangatang lines were all to be standardised. The project began in 2015 and it was meant to be completed by 2018. But by then, the project had ground to a halt when it was only half done. Now, almost 8 years later, the Sealake and Monangatang lines remain unstandardised, meaning rail operators must run two sets of rolling stock to operate on the combination of broad and standard gauge lines. And ever since then, trains running on the Mildura line, the one line that was standardised, have been forced to make a 130-kilometre detour to access Geelong and the Port of Melbourne, because the line between Maryborough and Geelong was not standardised. Dean Munro, a grain grower and member of advocacy group Oyen Inc., says those inefficiencies in the network have stalled plans to build a freight terminal on the Mildura line at Oyen.
Yeah, look, we've been trying for a long time to get this project up and going. We see it as a huge benefit to not only Oyen, but, you know, to the large portion of northwest Victoria. The actual intermodal site itself is being purchased. So we've got a local farmer and a great grower out of Mildura, one of the largest in Mildura, have actually purchased the site in anticipation of it getting built. We've done a lot of work and a lot of feasibilities and a lot of costings, and we've got it pretty much to a shovel-ready situation. There's 80% of the produce in Sunraysia is, wines, grapes, fruit, grain, hay, almonds, all that could be going on rail is actually going via trucks at the moment. Now, Sunraysia's the largest earning ag area in Australia, you know, so that's just huge, and most of it's going by road. So all those trucks you see rattling up and down the road, a lot of that's coming out of Sunraysia.
He says if the Basin Rail project was completed to its original scope, one train a day could run on the Mildura line, rather than the current three trains a week.
We're quite confident if that Ballarat-Maribyrnong line does get reinstated, we can achieve that, no worries at all. And that is the key to rail freight. I mean, you can't have a set of trains that you only take out three times a week. You need to be running them every single day to make it efficient. And especially now that we've got thousands of trucks on the road carting all this intermodal freight that should be going by rail, it's vitally important that the state government puts some money in with the federal government and we actually get this project finished. For the cost of one level crossing out of the 124 that was done in the city, this project could have been 100% finished 7 years ago, and we could be looking at one of the most efficient ways of shifting freight from Sunraysia and the whole district into port.
Dean Munro says Oyen Inc. is seeking concrete commitments to complete the project in the lead-up to the November state election.
That's exactly what we're asking. We want people right the way through northwest Victoria, from Ballarat to Bendigo to Donald to everywhere, to have a talk to their local MPs, get them on board with this project, talk to whoever you are politically aligned to and talk about this project, because I think it's a vital bit of infrastructure that Victoria absolutely needs. I can't believe that years and years and years ago, people built these railway lines with their hands, and now we can't even maintain them to the same standard they were 40, 50, 60 years ago. It's just got to change.
The Basin Rail Project was originally conceived by the Coalition before the 2014 state election, but since then, the Coalition has been in opposition. And with the November election fast approaching, Nationals member for Mildura, Jade Benham, says she wants to see the project completed, but can't give an election commitment.
No, not from me, because I'm not the shadow minister, but I am fighting for it, I'll tell you that. And I have audacious plans that are not election commitments. These are future vision plans to actually future-proof transport and logistics in the entire western region of Victoria. Now, you have to remember, Angus, that we have, whether we like it or not, we have mineral resources and sand mines that will come online over the next 10 years. We have huge deposits there. They are going to need to be carted to port. We don't want more trucks on our crumbling roads, because our road network is, they're becoming goat tracks. Our trucks are getting larger and longer. what we actually need, and from an even economic perspective for everyone, is an efficient rail freight service from the most western parts of Victoria down to Portland, Port of Geelong, and then that also connects obviously to the Port of Melbourne. That is the key piece there. That is where actually the governments can start to recoup some of that money. Rail freight is where you'll actually start to make some money and actually be able to get trucks off the road, making roads safer. It's more efficient forms of transport for those that need to transport goods. We're not just talking, you know, grains and sands here. We're talking, obviously, almonds. Seaway transport a huge amount of almonds on rail for export right now, and everything else that goes along with intermodal transport. So that is the key piece to me. That is what I'm fighting for. And then the other part of my audacious plan over the next 20 to 50 years is to connect Mildura to the national rail grid. That's what needs to happen. And again, that's where we actually start to see transformative change.
And we contacted the state government to ask it whether it would commit to completing the project. A spokesperson didn't answer that question, saying, "We're moving more freight by rail as we secure our supply chains, decarbonise our freight sector, and ensure Victoria remains the freight and logistics capital of Australia."